It's going to be a busy few weeks for opera lovers. Next week sees the start of Opera Dagen in Rotterdam, while currently the Nederlandse Rise Opera is on tour with Richard Wagner's epic Der Fliegende Holländer, or if you prefer, The Flying Dutchman, although I always think that sounds rather like an express train. But anyway, they are in Rotterdam on the 8th of May, and the tour then continues for another month, with the final performance taking place in Arnhem on the 9th of June. Although written in 1840, the opera's premiere was not until 3 years later, when Wagner himself conducted the performance at the Königliches Hoftheater in Dresden. This work shows early attempts at operatic styles that would characterize his later music dramas. In his 1870 autobiography, Mein Leben, Wagner claimed that he had been inspired to write the opera following a stormy sea crossing he made from Riga to London in the summer of 1839. Although in his 1843 autobiographic sketch, Wagner acknowledged that he took the story from Heinrich Heine's retelling of the classic legend. The central theme is, of course, redemption through love. Wagner originally wrote the work to be performed without intermission, an example of his efforts to break with tradition. And while today's opera houses sometimes still follow this directive, it is also performed in three-act versions. However, the Nederlandse Rise Opera is performing it in two sections with an interval and a running time of 2 hours. Next week sees the start of the 10-day Opera Dagen in Rotterdam. But this is not opera as you might expect it to be. There's no Verdi, no Puccini, no Wagner, nor any of the other great names you might expect. There is a version of Beethoven's Fidelio, but nearly all the festival is innovative, contemporary stuff. That's not a criticism, just an observation. There'll be more about this next week when I'll be talking to the festival's artistic director, Guy Coolan. But until then, this is Michael Hastid saying goodbye.